With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. Right now is the best time. By around the 9:30, 10 o'clock hour, we all get jammed up. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC and 522-WTIC. So we want to continue with our net neutrality, pole neutrality talk. And the PURA decision we've talked about, where PURA is not going to allow municipalities to use the expressly set aside area on our 40-foot sticks of wood in the ground that give us power and phone and internet now for doing municipal broadband. Well, thankfully, the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities is filing a lawsuit challenging that ruling by those three folks at PURA, and they're being joined by West Hartford, Manchester, and New Haven. So we have to hope somebody sees this for how important it is that we have access to these poles. This whole issue of net neutrality and this whole issue of our ridiculously high-priced broadband and no competition is all due to 150-year-old technology of 40-foot-tall sticks of wood in the ground. And I don't know if no one's thought of it or the idea that we need to have access to our poles, but we need full, unfettered access. We need pole neutrality. I'm sick and tired of Eversource and Frontier being the folks that are holding us back. It is ridiculous the amount of legislation that you have to go through as far as fees and applications per pole just to get your service on there, and they don't want you to do it, right? It's 150-year-old technology or even older. It's a stick of wood. And you make it think like it's impossible to put fiber up there, guys. This is like the easiest thing since sliced bread these days, but for some reason we can't get there, and it's because they're keeping us off their poles. And the municipalities have a specific area that they're supposed to be able to use for this because somebody a long time ago in the legislature far, far away had enough forethought, which is rare in legislatures, period, to actually set it aside. And PURA said no. Thanks, PURA, for keeping our broadband crappy and expensive. So hopefully this lawsuit goes through and they crush these dinglings at PURA because they're harming our ability to move forward. It is the year 2018, and we're excited if we're paying $100 for 12 megs of internet speed? This is America. We're smarter than this. We are smarter than this, aren't we?
The rest of the world has faster internet than we do.
Yeah.
And we invented it.
Yeah, well, Al Gore did. Come on. Well, it's insanity, and I'm sick and tired of it. And you drive down the street, and you look at these poles, these silly poles up there keeping our power, and you've got an incumbent cable provider hanging on there, and you got Frontier, and you got power. That's about it. There's plenty of room. It's 40 feet high. There's tons of room. I mean, I don't want it to be wired like they would do in Mumbai, India, where it's a big squirrel's nest of wires. Do it the right way, but fiber's not that big. You could put probably 6 fiber services within a foot of pole, depending on what silly regulation they make. So I'm asking you guys in the legislature to do more to take away the power Eversource and Frontier have over our poles. They're on public land, guys. I've done some recent research. Do you even know how hard it is to figure out how much we tax Eversource for property, considering those poles are taxable, property tax? It's like an act of God to get that information. Nobody knows. In some towns, Eversource just says, here's what it's worth for all the things they have within the town. Other places in New Hampshire, I'll put a link up there, they're fighting over how to charge for these poles for taxes. It's insanity. Now, again, economically. I understand how taxes work. Every tax levied on a business of any kind is ultimately paid by you and I. But we need some leverage somewhere to tell these folks, get off our poles. You need to allow other people to compete. Stop making it impossible. You're killing our economy. You're killing the ability. Everyone screams about STEM, you know, getting all these great technology jobs. I got two internet choices, and you want STEM to come to Connecticut? You want technology to come to Connecticut? They're not coming because you can't even get on a poll. You can't even decide. You can't even understand that the whole problem is your polls. You know what people are doing in East Hartford? They're going to dig the fiber in the ground to avoid the poll fight. More expensive, but they don't want to fight about the polls. This is ridiculous. PURA needs to get overturned, this decision. I hope the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities crushes them, and we need more legislation to make these polls available to everybody else.
These are appointed positions on PURA.
They are. Polls, the PURA folks are appointed by Governor Malloy. And, of course, I looked at the three folks that are on the PURA board there, and many of them were past legislators.
Incestuous.
Very much so. But clearly they don't care about our moving forward. We're still revolutionary.
Or about the law.
or about the law. We're still revolutionary here, but we'll make sure that you get 12 megabytes for $100 a month. Thank you very much.
And you're lucky we're giving you that.
Yeah, gee, thanks, guys. Whereas up in Massachusetts, just across the border, in Westfield, Mass., the buggy whip capital
whip
of the world, the buggy whip capital of the world is offering gigabit internet for like $60 a month. How is the buggy whip capital of the world more forward thinking than us?
Well, that's easy.
I guess it is.
We got politicians.
It's got to stop. We need access to our polls. So stop fighting about net neutrality, Murphy and Blumenthal, and go after the polls. We need poll neutrality. All right, I say it enough, but I'll put a link up to these stories because it really makes me angry because it seems like we're just holding ourselves back on purpose.
In a related article.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm not going to read that much on this. I just want to bring up the headline.
Yeah.
Article 13. They also have an Article 11. Europe's hotly debated revamp of copyright law explained.
Yeah.
And they go into this, and it's kind of a lengthy thing. I'm not going to bother to read it. But basically, if you have a link to any copyrighted material,
news articles or anything,
you're going to be a criminal in the EU.
In the EU?
Yes.
Interesting.
So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff I'm going to put
on. So Google,
we'll put
Facebook,
a link up to this.
Us, we would be in trouble. In
order for you to figure that out, it costs a lot of money. So if you're small company, the odds of you having the technology, being able to afford the technology, is remote. Mm-hmm. So it only basically allows the Facebook, the Googles, and what have you, who have departments and a lot of money, to be able to screen everything that comes across their,
right,
you know, their
platforms.
Internet, whatever platform.
Yeah, but Google's whole point is to be an aggregator, to offer links to news articles. I mean, you look at any of the other news areas of Google, it's all links to other media. That would be illegal, according to the EU.
But if you follow things historically, you'll find that governments have this thing called, what is it, selective prosecution?
Oh, gotcha. Well, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that one, but that's not really the one I wanted to talk about. We have so many.
Well, I have another one I wanted to bring up real quick. Ever since Al Gore invented the internet back in, 1995?
Tim Berners-Lee, yes.
Yeah. The internet and taxation has been a big problem, right? So everyone loved the fact that you could buy anything online and avoid Connecticut sales tax. I was cranky about it too, because we're in Connecticut trying to offer services to our customers and products to our customers and have to charge them a 6.5% sales tax, whatever we keep cranking it up to here in Connecticut. And you could buy it online and save 6% by default. Now, it's the year now 2018, and they finally decided that the Supreme Court has that all online sales should be able to collect the local sales tax. And that at least levels the playing field for brick and mortar here in any state that are trying to compete and offer services, at least on the same playing field. That's all businesses want, is the same playing field. So avoiding taxes, well, it's great, and everyone would love to do it, right? But you got to be on the same playing field so that the local folks who are here trying to survive can compete with, but it took them this many years to do it. So now the buying things online is pretty set and there. But if they had come up with this right away and said, well, wait a minute, Amazon, in 1995 or whenever they came out, they weren't making money forever. You need to charge 6% sales tax. They couldn't figure that out then.
Well, they wanted theoretically to get the internet to become, to grow and to become successful.
Yeah.
Okay, that happened a long time ago.
It did, a long time ago, decades ago.
And I'm
and you, they just now
and
figured
you,
it out.
You and I are kind of at odds on this because my thing about this is that the way the law is written now, okay, without this Supreme Court ruling, but the way it's written now is if you have a presence in a state,
I know,
you got to charge. So my question would be, how are they going to enforce it? Okay, so if I put something for sale on eBay as a private guy and not a company,
you're fine. You need it takes care of the small folks. It has to be more than 200 grand. It has to be more than like a couple hundred transactions. You're fine if you're small.
Okay.
They grandfathered you in. Don't sweat it.
Okay.
But I can't believe it took this many decades to solve this issue and finally level the playing field, just as now where all these brick and mortars have gone out of business thanks to the internet. Again, I'm happy the internet's doing great, but you should be on the same playing field as the rest of us.
Well, the brick and mortars have an advantage, though, and a disadvantage at the same time, in that you can go to a brick and mortar and put your hands on something. You know what I mean?
If but it's then you clothing, buy it online for 6%
you can go
less.
Into the changing room and you can try it on, see if it fits.
Yeah.
And you can check out the sizing and what have you. But the disadvantage was just what you just said, is that, you know, if you're going to go in and look at it and decide that you want it, and, you know, the price is 10-15% difference, buy it from the brick and mortar, for crying out loud.
Well,
it's right there. You don't have to wait 10 years for it to get delivered.
It's showrooming is what it's called, and people do it all
the
time.
And they send you the wrong size and the wrong color, and it's made by a different company, and, you know, and then you got to go through trying to get it turned back in.
I hear you.
My wife got two credit card readers from a company, browser crashed a couple of times. So they sent two. So we called them up. Oh, yeah, we'll send you something. Send one back. We'll give you credit.
Yeah.
Well, that was 3 weeks ago. And it still hasn't come.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. We get plenty of news articles to talk about technology issues. Feel free to get online if you want to talk about poll neutrality. I'm happy to talk to you about that. And, Ed, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online on this cloudy Saturday morning, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we talk about will be posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, the name of the show.com, and over on our Facebook page. If you like us on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, it might get into your news feed. And, of course, if you follow us on Twitter, right below Donald Trump there at Tab Computer Sys, you'll find the articles as well. Let's go on to Ed in Rocky Hill first. Good morning, Ed. What's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to tell you, you got one of the greatest shows on local radio or regional radio, and I've waited all week to talk to the wizards about my problem.
Well, thanks very much, Ed. Appreciate it.
No, but listen, I bet you guys, I'm not going to tell you how I met you. I have two Asus laptops, and I do a lot of video editing and rendering.
All right.
And they came with, like, 1 gigabyte drives.
1 terabyte hard drives?
I think it's one gigabyte. Here's what I want to know.
Yeah?
I have multiple sledding in a draw SSD, I think that's what they're called.
Solid state drives.
1 terabyte, 2 terabyte. How do I replace my C drive with one of those and carry the Windows 10 operating system over onto that?
Okay, you're going to clone it.
Well, you're not really. You don't really want to clone a conventional drive to an SSD.
All right.
Because how they see data is different.
Gotcha.
You could clone it, but then how it manages or maintains the disk automatically.
Yeah, it's going to think it's on a different drive.
Yeah, it's going to think it's on a different platform. Your best bet is to, and I hate to tell you this, back up all your data.
Right.
Okay, and then install, do a clean installation to your new SSD drives, because Windows 10 Windows 8.0 and up are all SSD aware.
Right.
So they know not to run the conventional maintenance utilities automatically.
Right.
So you want to really do a clean install and then reinstall your applications and then restore your data.
That's the right way to do it, Ed.
Okay. I'm not that computer literate.
Yeah.
The drives I have are those little black ones that are real fast.
Yeah, solid-state drives.
Those are the SSDs, correct?
Well, if they say SSD on them, if you're not sure, check the model using Google.
I've got 250, 500 terabytes. So I put that in, I do a clean install.
Yes.
Now, where do I get Windows 10 and the key to put it in? Do I have to buy another copy of Windows 10?
No, you should be able to create recovery disks from the laptop. And
I got you.
That should allow you to reinstall. It might be a big pain in the hiney. You could also call the manufacturer and see if they'll send you disks.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, I just want to tell you, I don't get to sit around listening to a hard radio on a cell, but when I'm in the car, I look forward to Saturday mornings because I learn more about computers listening to you guys, and WTIC ought to be very aware of that and proud that you guys do this for the public.
Hey, we're happy to do it, Ed, and thanks for the nice words.
I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
All right, good luck. Bye-bye. Very nice of you. We're happy to do it. It's our pleasure. It's fun. We're happy to be here as long as 1080 will have us. Let's go on to, we have a break to come against, and I'm sure if I go on to another call, Matt will be very mad at me. We got 1 minute, Matt? All right, I'm going to start one with Ralph. I'm going to pick you up, go try to get your call, your question in, and then we're going to have to hold you over the news, okay?
That'll be fine.
Okay, go ahead, Ralph.
I often use Firefox.
Yeah.
And so I was using Chrome yesterday.
Yep.
And it was fine, and it wouldn't let me do something, so I went into Firefox, and it said that Firefox was already running, but I hadn't even brought it up. So I uninstalled it, tried to reinstall it, and it keeps telling me that it's already running.
Yeah, I've seen that problem before. What operating system do you have, Ralph?
10.
You have Windows 10,
And
you downloaded the latest Mozilla, and it still thinks it's running. We have to, I think, find an article as to how to do a clean uninstall of Mozilla, because there's an issue with it. It's kind of stuck in limbo. I've seen that before.
Okay.
Unfortunately. What did you think of Chrome?
Well, I like Chrome. I use it often, but I was trying to access a file, and it wouldn't let me access it with Chrome. So I figured, well, I know I've accessed it before with Firefox. And
Yep. That's logical. All right. We'll do a little research on this exact issue for you over the news break, Ralph, and then we'll pick you back up and give you the answer, okay?
Thank you.
You got it, sir. Thanks. We're going to leave you on hold there. And so Barbara, Ralph, Ed, and Shay, hang on. We'll get to your calls. And everything we've talked about so far is posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show, .com. And, of course, if you go to Facebook, you'll find it there and on Twitter. So you don't have to remember these things. We'll put them there for you. We don't want you to try to, remember it while you're driving or get home. What did they say? We don't want you to start Googling it either because you end up at the wrong place. You're on some dark road on the Internet, and then all of a sudden you got malware.
They've got a thing down at the Traveler's Championship.
Yeah.
There's a booth where they got the little cars, and they can you actually see how it affects you if you're texting and driving.
Oh,
they
neat.
Used to do it on alcohol. They probably still do.
Yeah, very good. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and the lines are all jammed up. So thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go back to Ralph, who's fighting with Firefox, trying to get rid of it on his machine because it thinks it's running, but it won't open and won't run. You there, Ralph?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. So like I promised, we did find an article that describes what you have to do, and I'll let Bob quickly, he found the article and tell you. I think it was four steps you said, Bob? Four straightforward steps?
Yeah, basically we put a link to it on, or we're going to be putting a link to it on Computer Talk with Tab. But basically what it's telling you is to close Firefox if it's open.
Which is not in your case.
And then click on the, if open. And then it says click the Firefox menu, click exit. Okay. And then, so then it says click the start button or press the Windows key.
Right.
In the start menu, select settings. In the settings, select system and then apps and features. Okay. And then it's going to tell you from the list of currently installed programs, select the Mozilla Firefox, and then uninstall.
Which you probably already did that piece, right?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know why it's doing this, and I may have done something myself. But when I click on settings and I got system, I don't have a thing for apps.
You don't have apps?
I have display, sound, notifications and action, focus assist, power and sleep, storage.
Oh, so apps and features is not there for you?
No.
Oh, boy.
How about programs and features?
I don't even have programs and features.
So now we have a second problem he's got. All right, well I'm going to work on that second problem, but on the Mozilla issue, you can actually delete directories to kill the file itself.
Okay.
You can actually run and help a helper program from within Firefox, right within the directory.
Yep.
You're going to go to Program Files, Mozilla Firefox, uninstall, and then run a helper. That might work. If that doesn't work, you can then manually delete the actual programs right from the C partition. So we gave you a couple ways to get rid of it because clearly it's damaged. Why you don't have apps and features?
I think maybe you might be in the wrong place under if you hit the start button, hit Control Panel, it should come up.
I have an app for the Control Panel, so I have Control Panel.
Okay.
And I have System Security, Network Internet, Hardware and Sound, Programs.
Okay, what you want to do is change the view and go from large icons to small icons.
Really?
Over on the right-hand side.
It's a view setting?
There's a view setting. And you're going to see a whole bunch more, because if you do the large icons, you only get a few.
Now, where...
Are you on Windows 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm on Windows 10. And
okay, so right-click and go. I've got medium icons.
Okay.
So go to small.
I could go to small.
You think that'll help him, really?
Yeah. Right. And on mine, it says programs and features, not apps and what have you.
I wonder if he's in a wrong account. I don't know.
Let me. Can I sort of share? This all started because I tried to. I have a whole bunch of music on my iPhone.
All right.
And I wanted to back it up onto my computer.
Yep.
So that I could put it onto a flash drive or burn it onto a DVD to play in another vehicle or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
So then I got to this thing that said, "Show hidden apps."
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked on that.
All right.
And then all hell broke loose. I mean, I had a whole bunch of icons on my screen that disappeared.
When you did that?
Yeah, I went through this whole long thing and it just scrolled through a whole bunch of things.
Oh, boy.
And then now when I go into Chrome, I've got a whole list of things that talk about bookmarks, but they're all empty. And there's got to be 60 of those things that's other bookmarks.
Oh, boy. Well, it shouldn't be related to your problem. I mean, that doesn't really make any sense to me logically, but I believe you. That just doesn't make any sense to me logically.
As a quick workaround, maybe you can try this. If you haven't uninstalled Mozilla.
I have.
Okay. We tried to.
Multiple times.
And it says it's still running?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you right-click down on your taskbar,
yep.
And you'll see that there's a little thing, a menu will come up, and one of them will be Task Manager.
Yeah, I've gone into Task Manager.
Do you see Mozilla Firefox running?
Nope.
I'm wondering if he's logged in as a different user within Windows 10 and he needs to log back in as an administrator. Do you have multiple users on this system, Ralph?
Just me.
Hmm.
See, because when I open up Task Manager and I'm under Processes,
yeah.
I can see all my instances of Firefox that's running.
Yeah, and so there's a problem. There's some sort of scrambling going on with that, obviously, within the operating system. It thinks it's still there. So we're going to put the link up for this. There's multiple ways to try to force that removal of Firefox.
How long ago did this problem happen?
Yesterday.
Okay.
No, you can try this.
You might try to do a system restore.
Yeah, I did that. And the only restore point I had was yesterday morning.
Okay. But usually there's a little thing in there that'll give you more restore points. They're hidden because it usually only gives you one.
Okay. And now I go into the control panel and...
Well, you can just type in system restore.
Just type that in the search area. It's easier for you.
Or recovery. They keep changing the name of it.
Yeah, or recovery.
The other thing you can do is you can right-click on your PC and choose Properties. And then under Advanced System Settings, you'll see there's one of the tabs says Computer Name, Hardware, Advanced System Protection.
All right, I'm not even getting Properties when that comes up.
Jeez. You got an issue, Ralph. I think where Bob's going on the system recovery is probably going to correct whatever you did inadvertently to mess up your system on that iPod transfer.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, the system recovery here, if you can go back to an earlier time than yesterday, and try to recover then, you might correct all this stuff. Maybe. If you have that restore point. Did you get to the recovery area there with the advanced?
No.
Still typing away?
Well, I get Internet Explorer pops up, and then it just disappears.
When you type in recovery?
Yep. In the little box, that's like a search box.
Yeah.
I type in system recovery.
Yeah. And nothing comes up.
Try system restore.
System restore, okay.
Or just recovery.
Yeah, or just recovery, yeah.
All right, it says, do you want this, allow this app to make changes to your device? That's for a different program.
Yeah, that is different. That's well, it could be the recovery manager for your individual computer by the manufacturer.
Okay, can you open up files?
I've got an HP recovery manager. Would that help?
No. I don't know. We don't want you to do that. That's more drastic.
Okay, so can you open up File Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay, you should see it'll say Quick Access, OneDrive, this PC.
Well, you know, the problem, my OneDrive's not working.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't care really about your OneDrive. Okay. But do you see...
Quick Access.
This PC. Quick Access in this PC?
Yes.
Right-click on this PC.
Okay, there's the properties.
And then choose properties.
There we go. We're getting you there, Ralph.
All right.
Okay. And then on the left side, the bottom one says Advanced System Settings.
Yep. There we go.
I'm there.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
And then move over one tab to System Protection.
Got it.
Okay. And then you'll see there's a... thing called restore. System Restore.
Click on that.
Yep. And little wizard will come up. And you can choose a different restore point.
Little wizard is not coming up.
It's a whole different show.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on my system, it's showing 3.
Yep.
But there's a little checkbox on the lower left-hand corner that says show more restore points. And it gives me...
Hey, just came up.
Hey, that's a slow machine you got there, Ralph.
It shouldn't be. It's not that old.
All right.
So I have undo system restore, and then I have choose a different restore point.
There we go.
Choose a different restore point.
Yep. And do next.
No. Wait.
Okay, I go back.
Go back. Down in the lower left-hand corner, it'll say show more restore points.
Not on my computer.
You may be on the wrong page.
Yeah, we're starting to not believe you, Ralph.
I've got one system.
Only one, huh?
I've got restore system files and settings.
Okay. Then down at the bottom, it says choose a different restore point.
Yeah.
Okay, then click next.
Okay.
All right.
Now it's got...
restore your computer to the state it was before
show more,
the...
Okay, show more. Oh,
there
okay.
you go. The light's going off on Ralph.
Finally.
We knew if we stuck with you, we'd get you there, bud.
Okay.
Do you have other days?
I do.
All right.
I'm going to go back a week.
We're going to have to let you go. When you're on your own, kid.
Okay.
We're releasing you to the wild.
Okay.
And
good
give
luck.
It, give it time. It's going to take time.
And do next and let it go.
You got it.
Thank you.
Good luck, Ralph.
Good luck, guys.
All right. We got Ralph through the woods. He's on his way. We're going to step out for a quick break. Barbara, Ed, and Shay, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. One line open for you. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTICs. TICs, TIC, and We're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're talking, of course, pole neutrality. You know, 40-foot pieces of wood that are stuck along our roads that are keeping us back from getting high-speed internet. Thanks to folks like Pura, thanks to the incumbent internet broadband providers, thanks to ridiculous approaches to setting up franchises for only one cable company. We are just literally hamstringing our country, our state, by not allowing competition on our poles. So stop whining about net neutrality. By the way, it's gone. Is your internet being throttled? You're fine. It was all baloney anyways. And let them go ahead and charge you more for your internet. Then maybe Blumenthal, then maybe Murphy will say, you know, geez, instead of this net neutrality thing, we should figure out how to offer more competition rather than saying you need free internet, because you're not, internet's not free.
I'll guarantee you, if we had 50 service providers, we'd have a lot lower prices.
Even five. You don't need 50. Imagine if, you know, you only had one option to collect your garbage. You'd have the highest garbage prices in the planet. Town has like five providers that service our town.
Look at the cable companies for television.
Yeah. You know, it's killing us.
You buy a package. Oh, I'm paying $300. I'm getting 5,000 channels. Uh-huh. I only watch three.
No, it's a car payment to get. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop. And it's the polls that are keeping us back. No, you're not. Let's go on to Ed in Brantford. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
I am using a HP computer here, about a year and a half old.
All right.
It was working fine.
That's the way it always starts.
That's right. And then I saw a little box come up, and it says malware bytes. Okay. They were upgrading.
Okay.
And at that point there, you know, I paused, came back maybe for 7 or 10 days. Finally, I took and I said, okay, let me try it. Now, before that, I was going into sites like CBS News, NBC News, even Computer Talk with Tab, mm-hmm. and everything was working fine.
Sure.
And then when I took and I put the upgrade in, everything went down the tubes.
Now, this is an upgrade to something you already own. Did you already own Malwarebytes?
Yeah, well, it was on my system and so forth since I got the computer for close to 2 years, okay?
Okay.
It was working fine. It was the freebie.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What's happening?
This morning I went into Computer Talk with Tab.
Yep.
Okay, and I got this big blurb. It says, secure connection failed. An error occurred during the connection to www.searchencrypt.com. SSL received a record that extended the maximum permissible length. Error code. SSL error. RX.
Are you using Chrome for your browser?
No, I'm using Firefox.
Try a different browser. I don't think this is Malwarebytes doing this to you. I know that I'm on Computer Talk with Tab myself. It's fine. There could be some issue with how your browser is dealing with the SSL certificates. I don't think Malwarebytes is doing this to you, though. But you're having that same problem with other websites through Firefox, correct? Besides just ours?
Everything I type in and so forth comes back with this secure connection.
Try Chrome. Try a different browser.
All right.
Or even IE.
Yeah, you might need to uninstall your Firefox and reinstall it. Maybe it's an older version. That's right. What it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Well, it was up to date and so forth the last week or so when I checked. What I'd like to do is I'd like to uninstall this Malwarebytes to begin with, okay?
Yep.
And, you know, I saw the great big M, and I right-clicked on that, and I went down the list and says, okay, remove or something to that effect, and I clicked on that.
Yep.
And the big M went away, but Malwarebytes is still there, so I obviously didn't do the right thing.
Right. You need to add or remove programs. You want to
programs
go,
and features.
Programs and features, right. I keep changing the names. So go to programs and features and look for Malwarebytes in there, and you can uninstall it.
And that's in your control panel.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is go back to the beginning and start over again and see if that clears up the problem and so forth.
I wouldn't do that, Ed. I would just check another browser first before you got too ambitious here, because if you run a different browser and everything works fine, it's not your machine, it's Firefox is having some problem with SSL certs. I don't know why.
Ah, okay.
So
right.
That's why we're telling you to do it the way we're telling you to do it. You can do it your way if you want, but
well, I've tried the easiest way.
Yeah, yeah. So you should have IE, which is the little green. It's a little blue E with a little halo around it. That's your Internet Explorer. You can try that and go to your websites that you want to try and see if you get the same error. If you do not, it is Firefox's problem. Try to update it further, or like Bob said, uninstall it, maybe reinstall it. It's having trouble with SSL certificates for some reason.
Ah, okay.
All right. If they all do the same thing and have the same error, then maybe you're onto something. Maybe Malwarebytes is doing something, but I doubt it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
All right, Ed.
You sent me all in the right direction. Thanks, guys.
We hope so. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense for him to have that issue.
Yeah.
You know? We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. That's the music on the outro here at the bottom of the hour. Sorry, top of the hour. So stick around. We're going to have some more news from John. And get back to Barbara, Deb, and Shay. And one line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about is being posted live by Mike G. He's been doing it for years for us, and we appreciate it a lot. And we can't thank him enough. He posts it live during our show, and it goes up on ComputerTalkWithTab.com, the old-fashioned website, thenameoftheshow.com, and Facebook as well. If Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it might get into your news feed. And, of course, on the old Twitter, if you use that thing, if you follow right below Donald Trump, Tab Computer Sys, it'll be on Twitter. You can follow us there as well. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.